Lord, there's so much problems with me. And Father, it's very difficult for me to even go forth. But you told me when I got to where I could not go, that's when you really moved powerfully. And so I'm just taking it as is. And Father, what I don't know, you fill in all the dots, all the commas, everything else, and all the salutations. And Father, I just pray that I'll just be to do your will. That's all I wish to do. And I pray that this work that comes out of this place will just be to do your will. No more, no less, but do your will. And Father, we just want your will to be done. We want this work to please you in all the effort that we set forth. And Father, we just pray that you will use this day, this message, this house, this people for your glory. And Lord, we ask it in the wonderful name of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be all glory, to whom be all praise and all honor. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Clint.
Good morning. Thank you for coming into the living room. It's a wonderful day because God's still on the throne. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We're so glad that you saved us. I'm thankful for that day that you came into my heart many years ago. I've failed you many times, but you've forgiven me many times. Lord, help us to have our first love, regain our first love, not lose our first love for you. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom mightily today. Thank you for giving him great peace, great ease, that he can flow in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, our listener needs the same touch or they won't get anything. Thank you for touching our listener in Jesus' name, that they, he or she, man or woman, boy or girl, that their hearts will be open to you totally today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Acts chapter 1, starting in verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Then in chapter 2, starting in verse 1, it says, And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then starting again in verse 38, Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then in the book of John, chapter 14, starting in verse 12, Jesus says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Then verse 26 says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Lord, thank you for your word and your promises. We put our trust in you today. We need that mighty anointing, that power from on high that you touched those apostles with. Lord, we call out to you for it today. We pray for your anointing upon this service and upon Brother Freedom and upon every listener. Lord, we pray that your spirit would have the freedom to move in every way that you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your precious gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you that we are in one accord and unity in this place. Thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit coming and filling us anew with the grace and the power that you give to us through your love and your mighty, precious Holy Ghost. Thank you for your anointing in this place and on Brother Freedom this morning. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, again, we thank you. We do praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your extended mercy. We thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you never change. But we continually change. It's just us mortals, we change. And Father, let us be set, our minds be stayed on thee in a very special way in these last days anyway. That Father, we walk by your presence, by your strength, that we might be an overcomer to do thy will. And Lord, what a privilege it is to know that word overcomer. There's so many people in sin this day and they don't know how to get out of it. And Lord, you're the one that sets us free. And Father, you're the one that keeps us free. But we know that that's very important. And I pray that this day that it'll be open to the world today. They recognize that we need to be overcomers for you this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be all glory. To him be all praise. To him be all honor. In Jesus' name, amen. When Jesus was upon this earth, he actually came as we, as man. So he had to take on God the same way that we take him on. So actually the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost moved on Jesus, the first one. And the same, this Bible says in Romans, the same Spirit that led Jesus can lead us. But it becomes in our choosing. No, Jesus chose that because he was God's son, but you could see the power of God was already in him, but it was not the anointing that it needed to move with people. When he come to the temple, and everybody's amazed what he knew. But there was a special anointing that come on him when the Holy Ghost led him word by word. And that becomes an art to stay, that we wait and move as he moves through us. I was thinking about what the Lord gave me the other night in that dream. He's going to reward those that follows him after what he speaks. What he speaks. The Spirit of God speaks. The Lord's not too interested in what we do in ourselves because he can't see it, really, basically. He only knows that which comes through the Spirit. And that's why there's room for us. If we work with it, God's going to make us be an overcomer. It's just like you get a mountain lion or any wild animal. A lot of times they tame them. But that's why we're sort of a wild beast. We got a wrong spirit in it. We need to be set free. We got some bad ideas. We got some peculiar ways. But God's in the business of changing us for his glory. And Jesus, this time, when he's come upon earth, he worked for the apostles. He's seen how frail that we were. Look at Peter. He cut the ear off that, just like that, cut, and Jesus had to rebuke him, says, you really don't know what spirit you're in, dog. So he healed the servant's ear. We in the natural, we do a lot of things before we even think. It's just what comes natural. But we're not to go what comes natural, what would be the wait. And wait, there's a hesitation of not doing it in yourself. When you do it in the natural, you just do it. But you hesitate to wait upon God. Our thinking comes that day that we have to get to where we pronounce God before we think. Because he makes our thinking be as he wishes to happen. But God give us power over our bodies. And the principality of the air that works against us, he's there when we're very from our very birth. He makes us cry. He makes us pout. He makes us want to get our own way and all the things that babies go through. When we come to the day of accountability, then once we're accountable to God for our actions, our deeds, our where we go, what we see, and the day of accountability comes forth, if we learn the Lord at that very early age, it's easier for us than if we get out here and live, say, 50, 60 years, because they proved it that people 50, 60 years very seldom ever give their heart really to the Lord. And if they do give it, it's a lot of time it's not really they got a lot of schisms and hang-ups on it. And so it's better to receive the Lord at a young age. The Bible says if you have a child, you train up a child in the way of the Lord, he'll not depart from it. So there's a great gathering when we come in the Lord in a young age. It's not saying that people cannot be saved. They can be, and they will be, but the continuance of our being saved is what counts with God. So we can go out here and give numbers. We got 50 saved. We got 100 saved. But where are they really? Are they really halfway in overcomer? I'm not saying what church, but I'm just saying that plain word overcomer. And the Bible says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And the Bible says also, he that overcometh not is not going to make it into heaven. It's only for the overcomers in Revelations. No liars, no cheaters, no unbelief. So it's part of our growing up, I truly believe, to want to grow with the Lord. And that said, want is very important. If we are doing it from force, I'm just going to do it anyway because I know I have to do it. That's wrong. God deals with our spirit, our intentions. Now, intentions can get us trouble too because we got to carry out what we intend to do. And that intentions, when it's there, so we need to hook up right then with the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to carry it out step by step. The Bible plainly says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, going back to Acts, the Bible says we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And ye shall be witnesses to me, to Judea, the uttermost part of the world. And then it goes down to Acts 2:39. For this promise is to you, and as far off as the Lord thy God may call. That's forever. That promise is in season all the time. It's not, you know, like they got deer season. It's here for certain many days. But this season of God is for all days. There's no holidays. It's all for God. This power, it's for to be a witness. It's to help you in life. See, that's when I went through the Pentecostal, but I was taught basically it all happened in church and that's it. But God is he wants you to be a 7-day week overcomer instead of a Sunday overcomer. For a short season, you can just about do anything for a few minutes. We can hold your breath for a few seconds. You can keep from doing evil for a few seconds, for a day, maybe, but continue through the week. Through the year. See, that's what God sees, that we continue on. Our fruits and the natural are just spontaneous for one day. I'll go to Sunday school this morning. I'll put on my best clothes. I'm going to have my pant legs right. I'm going to have everything right. And I'm going to be just busied up because I'm going to church. And when I get there, I'm going to get forth my, I've got my good face on. But that many times we that way. I've seen people have arguments, go to church. Still had the argument when they left, but though in church, there's laughing both. See this love of God's deep. It's part of it. It should be our natural attire, not our one-a-day attire. It should be something there all the time. When you're looking for something, you got limitations because it hasn't ever arrived. We need to have that fullness. It's in me. Don't leave me. And that's what the Holy Ghost says, ye shall receive power. The glory of God. It's like Friday. I talked to the Lord the other day and I said, if he wouldn't please, I've got at that point myself. I want him to tell me and I want to repent because I didn't want nothing that I was doing wasn't pleasing. And I told him, I said, Friday I'm going to wash clothes. And it's raining then. And I said, I'm going to take it if it's raining all day, I said, I'm in trouble. But if you make it where I can get my clothes washed and I see sunshine for just a second, I know I'm all right. And the Lord took me up on it. So Friday I got back and my legs were hurting and I didn't feel like it. You know, I didn't feel like even getting down in it, but I said, by faith, I'm going to do it. So I got all my clothes out and in the basket, and I've got them over, and I've got them in the wheelchair, and I use a wheelchair to put my clothes in to push them to the laundromat. It's right, not too far away, but it's far if you have to carry them. Or like me, hard to even get there for my walking. I don't walk the best, if you want everybody to know. And so I stepped out the door, it's raining, just like, I stepped out, and I just kept going. I said, by faith, it's going to stop, and it stopped. It did. It stayed. I didn't even get wet. I went all the way. I was the only one in the laundromat, and I stayed in there. Didn't have no rain. Kept me all the way back. When it had to get back, it started shrinking. But God is real. But you got to prove it sometimes. You got to take and say, when I say cut, you cut. If that limb comes down, you got to know the consequences. What he's telling you, are you willing to take the consequences? Like Friday, was I willing to take the consequences? Which I was. I said, if I need a whipping, I want it. But God is glorious. But we need to recognize that our lives, we really need to take heed to what we're doing. We don't just take it as a light occasion, what I'm trying to say. We just don't go slipshod like most people go through life. They're just here today and here tomorrow, don't care. No, but they got an aim. They're going to a continuing city. This city is forever and ever and ever. When I received Jesus Christ, that was in my heart right then. I was going there one day. That day's getting closer. And each one of us getting closer. Every second, every hour, it gets closer and closer to that time. When it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. Every individual wants to die, then comes, people don't want to think about it. But it's coming there. And one day you're going to think about it, and it's going to be too late to do anything about it. Now's the time to think about it, because you can change what's going to happen to you for eternity. But it starts in our life. And God says, you need to be filled with my Holy Spirit that you might receive power after he comes upon you. With that, you may be a housewife. You may be a doctor, a lawyer. But you can be a spirit-filled in these areas. You don't have to be a preacher, a pastor. Like I thought that you had to go into ministry before God was pleased with me. Well, he is pleasing, but the ministry's got to be pleasing to him too, what I'm saying. But the Lord showed me that he was interested in anything we do as long as he is the one that's leading it. So it got in a few years that I was having trouble knowing where to go. I was on call 24 hours a day, basically. I was always late or early, couldn't keep up. When I really give it to all the Lord, it got easier, easier and easier. Especially when I tithe my time reading the Word. The Lord's one morning says, I want you to, not one, it was in the afternoon when he told me, I want you to read my Word, but tithe your time in doing it. And that's 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, something 30 minutes, something, some of, you know, it figures out. And I tried to go over the tithe, and here I was working some days and didn't hardly get home at night. But I had to put God first. So I'll do it. I didn't grumble with him. I says, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to start. I got tithe. But she, okay. And she made it easier on me. But I just tore up. And the Lord says, don't read them like natural, but eat it. Just devour those words. Don't be considered have to where everybody compare. Just get it inside of you. And so I ate it. And pretty soon the jobs got easier. And the Lord started to become my dispatcher. He told me where to go. Like I was going down the highway to a certain place. And he says, well, you know, you need to get stop over here at this ranch. I haven't been there in years. Well, I haven't even been there since I'm a little boy. The Lord is spelling out just as, I don't know, he couldn't have made it no plainer. I want you to stop at this ranch. He gave him the name. It's right off the freeway. And says, I want you to go in there. They got a 13A. Lord, do you know what 13 is? Well, said 13A, they pulled, got the fuel pump off the 13A, and they sent it to shop. So I went and drove in, and I told the owner, he says, sure glad to see me. You haven't seen me, he said, little boy. I said, well, you got a 13A. He said, oh, you just got here right in time. He says, we got a 13A, and we put the fuel pump on it. We don't know whether we got it in time or that. He said, but you want to check it for us? And I said, sure, I won't even charge you for it. Boy, well, Charlie, boy, that really, that clicked for him. Boy, you really something you didn't run into a charge? I said, no, I'm not charging. I've got some time. It's hard to do this. The company wants me to do it. So I'm just checking on it. So the Lord says, the dimensions off in the fuel pumps. Well, good thing that they hesitated, because it would have broke the lifters. It would have broken a lot of things. But God is interested where you're at. But the Holy Ghost, he is what made this all possible. If I didn't have him, I wouldn't have known how to get in there to this ranch that they had a problem. You just don't know those things, but he knows all. And that all, you hear, you're just a mechanic as a natural person. You're not a lawyer even. You're just a mechanic and a caterpillar mechanic. And yet he speaks to you and tells you, and you're not even a deacon in church. Now you even got a Bible pedigree or the paper says that you this and that. I didn't have none of that, but I knew the Holy Ghost. He asked me what church I went to. I'm going to be with you. And so when I thought about that on that time after time, the same thing with the same, I feel this present. It was such a joy. I've never had anything in my life that touched me as much as the Holy Ghost. I've never been drunk that I know of. I've been drunk in the Spirit. And the presence of God has been such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I remember when I accepted Jesus, it was wonderful. But I'll tell you, it was so magnificent when the Holy Ghost came in my life. I tarried for a year's time. And people said, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? You don't ever get the Holy Ghost. And I just kept on. But when I got it, it was real. And the Lord told me, he says, you should tell people, make sure they get the real thing. Because he's worth waiting for. See, we can tell you you got it when you haven't got it. And that's what's happening. We know when God touches us by the Spirit. He's there in us. And he lives within us. He takes occupancy in our lives personally. Now, I know when you're saved with Jesus, yes, you're saved. But there's something different when he comes and lives in you. He's there, Jesus is with you, but there comes a deeper depth of the touches when he's in you, stays within you. A very settled peace, like a mighty river. Oh, praise God, it never runs away. He's there, he's on time. If his heart stops, he's there. He's with you. He keeps you. I've been going down the highway some serious times. I've been killed. God just took over. The Spirit of God took over. To make it correctly, but the Spirit of God took over. I left a driveway one morning, or one evening, and it's got about a couple hundred foot, all you see. And if people drive right, you can make it. But there was a car coming, it must have been running 89. He wasn't going to stop. And I don't know what happened. His tracks are there. My car went around. Anyway, I didn't even get hit. I know. I stopped and looked back, and it really got him. I don't know what the Lord did. But I know God is great. It all comes from the invitation of we need power. See, our lives are very without power. In the natural man, the only way we have power is competition power. Well, you know what? You get your face knocked off a little bit. You going out here butting heads with some people because some people are bigger than you are. Some people are more powerful than you are. When you do these things, the natural, you may come out the loser. When you come with God, you don't come out the loser. You come out the winner with him. As you submit to him, he takes over you. He becomes the supreme in your life. When you're the head in your life, it don't work. They used to say, every day with Jesus, but a lot of times, until we have the Holy Ghost, we don't make every day with Jesus. We can get that very, very greater seed is in you than he's in the world. But with the Holy Ghost makes our lives more up to date with Jesus. We get sort of dreary in our makeup until we have that encounter. Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. He personally baptizes us with the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for that time of the infilling of God the Father by the Holy Ghost because he gives you a strength that you'll never have any other way. And there's no need going out and debating with people about it because there's two thoughts. And Jesus says, believe on him and you can be saved. So it's there. It's yours. Yeah, you're saved. But there's a greater power. That's what I'm going to say. There's a greater power after you have the Holy Spirit. There's an extra strength. I've seen men. I don't know so much about women, but I know men. One had a tire shop in a city in Nevada. And he was just a wild man. And yet he went to a certain denomination church. But when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, his life totally changed. His whole life changed. He set chapters up all over miles around. I know another man in a city close to you. He was so bashful, you couldn't get him to pray. And he was a Christian. He was just very timid. He just couldn't do anything that took exert anything for the Lord at all. But when he received the baptism, he went all over the world and prayed for people. He was a man of God. He really was. I'm glad to know him. He was a man. His name was Cliff Powell. He was a wonderful man. But such a change came into him from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Demas Shakira, in the same way, he brought in the full gospel ministry. And I really believed in the full gospel ministry. And he seen these men with their heads bowed down. And they need to be brought back up, praising God. And that's what he did. I think that Demas was responsible for many people to be touched. The Holy Ghost moved many places and many churches. Everything. The churches couldn't get together, but a lot of times they had people from their denomination come to full gospel. It was a very special time that God used, but it was the Holy Ghost in all these instances. It's what the Holy Ghost is. He was before the full gospel businessman. He was before the churches. He was the time, the foundation of this world, when the world began. He was there at the very beginning. The Spirit of God moved on the deep. The Spirit of God was there as God's workhorse, the powerhouse. The Spirit of God is God. And part of God's in the Spirit of God. And when you go against Him, then you're going with God the Father, God the Son, and actually God the Holy Ghost. And Jesus Christ too. Because they are all together. They enhance one another. It's like a husband and wife. There's two, but they make a family. But they take us both together. Together. That's why we thought the Lord has a, I don't know how, but there's some, we're going to know these things. We only know in part now. We take it by faith now. We don't argue. We just, whatever man believes, that's between him and the Lord. Way a person believes, that's their choice. But just know Jesus and just know the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want it, if you can have it. If you don't want it, well, praise God and hope that Jesus gets you all the way through. And he probably can. But according to your heart, I really believe that we need to take thought of where we're headed. And I think we should yield to the things of God as so much yielding the ways of this world. Satan has purpose in this last hour to have so much junk. It's there, you can't see nothing but junk. I turned the TV on the other day and I had to turn it off. Just a bunch of junk. And these things, we face these things all the time and we're condemned and we have to shut them out. And it takes God's help to help us to live a overcoming life. And God purposes that way on purpose because if we don't let these things we see bother us, we're looking for the things which are not seen. We let these things are seen, we don't know what's there, but we don't bother. It's from the enemy. We can't change it, but we go on for the Lord. Our effort is in the Lord. And I believe that God then, at that way, at times He gives you to do these things and things happen. Like yesterday, there was something really happened and it was good happening. But you wait upon the Lord. He is our strength. He's our power. And we as God's people, when we know Jesus, we're God's people. But what we do, we hesitate. We're too fast on our thoughts. Or we're too slow on our thoughts. And God, I really believe anything we can do for the Lord, He gets us where we're more on time. We're on time praying. We're not 2 weeks short and being somewhere we're supposed to be yesterday or day tomorrow. We're on time and everything. But I remember in those years when the Lord was teaching me, it was always on time. When this girl, the Lord approached me that night and says, that morning, you better pray because there's going to be, this girl is going to be killed in an automobile accident unless you pray. And I thought, well, how do I pray that? The Lord let me know that my prayers would be, the way I prayed would make either change or she'd go in eternity. And what a load we put on my shoulders. You know, think about it. I was really, but I didn't hesitate. I want to say I did not hesitate. I just went for it and I know it's going to be right. When she hit that tree, her pickup just scattered. And yet she was sitting on this Dodge pickup, sitting in the seat and the cab was all off it. She was still sitting there. How God could make that happen. and no fire, and nobody in the highway but me and her, and yet, as God would have it, here a division of highways drove up there with a truck. By the time he drove up, here come a CHP, but I was praying for this girl at that time, and as I quit praying, he said, you done your part, I'll take over now. That's all the CHP said. He didn't ask what happened, nothing else. He just says, you did your part. God worked in all of the areas. Everything was exactly right. But God works his mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And you always will see miracles every day if you look for them. They'll just pop up. You know that's a miracle. It's there as you're, he's there. You're looking for a miracle. You're looking for God to move. You're waiting for him to say, go. That's the way a military man is, a soldier. You hopefully, nothing happens. But if they say happen, you go for it. And that's what we have to do in life. I think that we need to be ready to face wherever we look, where the occasion we find ourselves at. We that wait upon the Lord shall renew our strength. We shall mount up wings of eagle, and we shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We'll call upon God while he's near. God's here to give us power to be overcomers, but not just to be overcomers, that we can pray and do the will of God. See, this nation is not doing the will of God. If the churches were where they should have been, would be this nation would not be where it is today. God would say, God, we trust. Right now, the Bible is not even in, they don't want it in. I fought for this country, and we are coming down that level. Everything goes now. There's no restraints. There's freedom, but that's the opposite of freedom. That's bondage. We got bondage in this nation. The freedom has been gone over. The freedom is when you do right and you follow that, you're free because there's no penalties in what you're doing. When these things, other things, there's penalties in what you're doing. There's penalties when you go out here and take a bottle. There's penalties when you live or shack up with someone. There's penalties when you go the way of the world. There's penalties when you live it up as Satan. That's penalties because the penalty is that Satan's going to take you down to a devil's hell that you'll never get free from. You'll be there in bondage forever and ever and ever. And without that, you've got to have the corruptions in your life. It's not me just going to be death, but you're for 3 years. You're thinking about all of that time that you had a chance to be full of the Holy Ghost, walk in victory, and walk into the promise of God, and you find yourself elevated to a direction below where you never thought you would go. You find yourself entangled in a web of evilness. You're going to live in eternity with the principality or the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience whom we in time have all been there. But God has set us free. The Holy Ghost makes sure you're kept out of there. He said that you have a freedom for God. I'll tell you, I would not want to live in this world unless I'd have the incorporation of God the Father, God the Son in my life there so powerfully that I know He is my answer. He is my strength. He's my soon coming King. And my eyes are upon Him. I'm lifting my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? My help's here to help you, to deliver you this day. You need to get your eyes upon Him because God loves you so much. He cares for you, but He don't want you to go to devil's hell. My people, come out for a moment. Be separate, said the Spirit of God, and I shall restore you. I say, my people, you have my name, but you do not, you've left me. You're far from me this day. You have my name. You go observe me on Sundays, but many have left the way. I say, my people, need to take heed the things that I've said, lest at any time they let you slip. And I am here to forgive you. I'm here to strengthen you this day. I say, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. I say in that day, there was many that cried out, but I could not hear them. I could not save them. The same as now. Many are going to cry out, but they will not see deliverance. God's speaking. We need to be sober this day. We need to search ourselves. We need to be in business because He's coming back. He's coming through the clouds of glory. Will He find faith when He comes back? That's what the Bible says. If He didn't shorten that day, the very elect would not be able to be saved. There's some serious words that's in the Bible, and they're coming to pass. Take heed these things, lest any man let them slip. Father, I just pray that You bless this day. Bless this people. Bless the hearts of Your people this day. A day of loose living is out in the streets. People live loosely. They watch horrible movies. They watch horrible TVs. They get drunk in the nighttime looking at this filthiness, that their minds are overtaken with this filth. Next day they try to get you out to be a moral person. But they've taken too much of that adulterous stuff in at night, and they can't get it out of their minds. Minds are corrupt anymore. We need people that need to be soberly, spiritually on fire for God, but we find very few. The corruption of this world has taken over the backbone of this nation. I pray that God, people will rise this day and seek God, call upon Him. He wants to help you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that God will bless you, but I believe that God is coming soon, and we all need to be prepared. Don't take heed of this thing that comes on the TVs. Very, very selective how you watch that TV, because it'll get you in trouble. And I'll tell you, these computers the same way. There's stuff on that computer that can send your soul to hell so fast, it'll take you down to a place that you can't get out of it. So you need, there's some tools out here that Satan's got you think to take heed to where you walk, because God lets know that He sees you where you are day by day. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We need to all take heed to these warnings. Brother Freedom's hearing them from the Spirit, and that's a true source. God bless you, and thanks for joining us.